Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, age 31, 56. 68-year-old gentleman from Houston, was an engineer, never been, not married, widowed, has 5 children. He does smoke, he does drink alcohol, was found to be in terrible distress related to respiratory distress and shortness of breath. Patient was apparently incarcerated for the past few months. He was discharged with no medication. He has extensive history of smoking. He's bedbound. He's lost tremendous amount of weight. He's bowel and bladder incontinent. He lives in a group home. He's no longer able to care for himself. He's so short of breath that you can hear his lungs when you walk into the room with wheezing. Apparently, he was on oxygen and nebulizer treatment at the nursing home, but never was continued at jail, period, in jail. Medical problems, hypertension, atherosclerotic heart disease, COPD, tobacco abuse, surgery, none. Review of system, shortness of breath, cough, congestion, sputum production, weakness, debility, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinent. Family history, doesn't know much about mom and dad. They're still living, but they don't keep up with him. Social, 94% on room 8, 95% over 56. Blood pressure, pulse is 93%, 93 beats per minute. He's also found to be weak, debilitated. When asked about drug use, he has a tendency not to answer and not look at you. So I suspect there's drug use in the past, maybe not in the near future. Patient's lost wedge. He's lost and appears quite debilitated. 94% oxygen at rest drops down to 90 or 88 with taking one step away from the bed. 95 over 56, pulse is 98. Heart pauses, one pause, there was 2 tachycardic. Lungs, bronchioles, coarse breath sounds galore. Neck shows no JVD, neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosal with an logical non-focal, severe muscle wasting, noted there's trace edema in the lower extremity assessment. 58-year-old gentleman. Yeah, 58-year-old gentleman with history of COPD, recent incarceration, hospitalizations in the past, all related to exacerbation of COPD, heavy smoker, originally from Houston, very short of breath, in distress, wants to be placed on palliative and hospice care. All he cares about is being able to breathe and smoke and doesn't want to ever go back to the hospital or jail, he tells me. He's tachycardic, he has core pulmonary, he has pulmonary hypertension, he has lower extremity edema. I'm not sure whether he has renal insufficiency as well or not. Apparently, he's had a history of drug use, tobacco abuse, and ETOH abuse in the past, and he still continues to smoke if he can get outside and get a cigarette, he says. He needs oxygen, nebulizer treatment. We're keeping on the blood pressure to make sure it comes back up. It's quite low at this time. Push fluids. And obtain records from the jail here in Houston, Texas. Thank you. Overall prognosis is quite poor, by the way. Thank you.